If you had a debut album, what would you call it?
A what?
Debut album.
What's debut
album? Like if you were a musician.
Oh.
You know?
Oh. Sorry.
If you were like a musician.
If I was a musician? I don't know.
No?
I mean, it is. No.
Mine is just the emoji guy where he's like hands up. What?
You know when you when you said that question, the first thing that popped in my head, like cats and coffee.
Cats and coffee?
I don't know how to explain.
That's kind
it.
Of a that's I feel it's like
maybe
like a,
there has a psychological meaning behind it.
But I bet like, you that's like indie country music from like 2016.
Yeah.
Cats and coffee, and it's just a bitch that's always reading a book.
And
yeah. Hey, we're in, by the way.
Yeah, what are you guys talking about?
This is starting now? Okay.
Oh, wait.
That whole beginning. Carl, you fuck. God, our anxiety is just like perpetuating. The whole beginning is just going to be you. Because that wasn't on. Anyways, yeah. Carl, debut album. What would you title it? You're like, I'm coming out. This is my debut album.
I'm coming out. Hey, guys. My name is Void Walker. I don't know.
Void Walker? Oh, he's mentioned this before.
Yeah. That's like my name or gamer tag.
Void Walker.
Yeah, Void Walker.
Interesting.
Art. Yeah, like back when gaming was life. Mm-hmm. But now, life is life.
What would you title your album? Self-title.
Debut gotcha, album?
I don't know. Like, yikes. I don't know what.
Depression. I don't know.
Holy shit.
Just straight to the point. Depression.
With three dots at the end. Oh, that's fun.
No,
not that. That's not fun. That's. I'll shut up. I will shut up. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Debut album? Shit, I can't think of anything. How about you? What's yours?
I don't. Cats Flower? And Coffee's really good. Maybe something like. No, that's a thing. Tyler already has Flower Boy.
But what's
true.
You know
the full title of that?
Which one?
Flower Boy, you know the full album title? Scumfuck Flower Boy.
Oh yeah, Scum.
Scumfuck. Damn.
Yeah.
Scumfuck? I didn't know that.
Mine will just be Scumfuck. that's my album.
Scumfuck? Yeah.
What would your rapper name be?
Ronnie Brew.
Ronnie Brew?
Ronnie Brew.
It feels like you already thought of that.
Of course. My mind is constantly on. I daydream it all the time. Breaux.
What does that mean?
Brew.
Brew?
Breaux.
Oh. What's it's just like a sound, cool sounding name.
Yeah. Brew.
You know what I thought about? Brewing coffee.
I know, brewing. Dennis boy.
Brewing boy.
How do you guys feel after three cups of coffee?
Pretty good. I get angry so fast.
Angry?
Yeah. I lash out on people.
Wow.
Oh, that's shit.
I think last time I did that, emotion. I quit my job.
You quit? Whoa. You quit because of
but
the three coffees?
It was a job that I only got for 2 weeks, and then they started pissing me off, so I had so much coffee that day, I was like, you know what? I'm quitting.
Do you think Starbucks and Tim Hortons has just like pictures of Rabab as a wanted list? Just pictures of Rabab in coffee shops all over Vancouver.
Yeah, they just have directions, don't drink three cups of coffee or else you're gonna quit.
I think that's why like they say Arabs are so like not aggressive, like angry, like we always look like
you
emit we have high energy. It's because like I don't have high energy, but most Arabs do. It's because I think we have a lot of coffee,
just drinking coffee
like
all
coffee
day.
In the morning
all
in the
day
middle.
Every day
but I feel like everyone nowadays drinks.
My grandpa used to drink like 5-6 cups of coffee and like
5-6 cups.
Yeah, he like lived off of it. I don't know how, but he'd go to the washroom, come out like nothing happened, but the house would like that section of the house would just stank.
Coffee.
Just
but isn't it the best feeling in the morning when you just have this sip of coffee?
Yeah,
and
it's such
coffee.
A,
like,
I've actually stopped. I've actually really stopped drinking coffee. I don't know.
What do you mean? You said that while you're drinking coffee
in the morning. Like I don't start my day with it.
You should. I think
I haven't. I haven't been doing it for a while now. The only time I did it was when we all worked at that job.
Because
like we would meet at a Tim Hortons, or we would meet at a place. So I would just drink coffee.
I missed that.
So we would just like drink coffee, like I would just drink coffee in the morning just because we were there.
Wholesome days.
Yeah.
Tim Hortons should have sponsored us.
Mm-hmm.
For how many times
we
come
there? The money
we
gave them.
Yeah.
Holy
the
shit. Fuck?
We gave them a lot of money. Like yeah. one time I a looked lot. At my bank account and how much I spend on Tim Hortons.
Transactions? Monthly transactions?
It's a lot.
Tim Hortons.
Yeah, it adds up.
I can't eat the food there anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not a big, I can't. But I like the like s'mores muffin, the hazelnut. Shit.
The hazelnut
with the chocolate inside. Oh,
we're getting super Canadian. Yeah. Every like Canadian maple has their syrup first with moment.
Canadian bacon on it, and I'm joking.
Yeah, there's two things you know when you've became Canadian is like when you ice skate. Yeah, and then go to Tim Hortons.
It feels good.
Yeah. We went ice skating once, right? Yeah, I took you guys.
You taught me how to ice skate.
You, the lady, and then another friend of ours. Mm. Oh fuck, you didn't come with us. Have you skated before?
Oh, you're talking to me? Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. Never. I tried rollerblading.
I remember you tried to skateboard once. What?
Oh.
Remember you were like, I'm trying to get into it.
Skateboard. Yeah, I tried that. I did get into it a bit, but then I didn't because I was like, if I lost my leg today, I can't go to work tomorrow. So. Still,
there's a. When I asked you about this, there was a joke that sat, like it sat with me. I still think about it.
Which one?
It's a joke you said
because
you had bought all the gear, like
knee pads,
elbow guards, like every. She bought a helmet, like everything.
I still have.
And
that.
I was like, yeah. I was like, oh, like. You're learning a skateboard, like, oh, like, that's dope. And she's like, no, it looks makes me look like a transformer. I can't do this. Just the way in her Rabob's tone when she said that to me, I fucking died, dude. That joke. That was, like, 3 years ago. That's such a fucking... Yeah. What is, like, something, like... If we're going to start to learn stuff, it has to be kind of now. In the next few years. Maybe not in the next few years, but it gets harder as you get older. So like skateboarding, I've always wanted to learn how to skateboard.
I've seen people like literally older ladies, and they're like, oh, they're just like figuring out how to skateboard in the park, and they're trying to learn. Well, I think anyone can learn if you have free time.
Like old ladies,
yeah, but they're retired.
Yeah, it's cute. Yeah. It was cute. Yeah.
Never too late to start, I guess. Right?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to pick up,
like,
on
what's a skill? What's
like
a skill?
take that guy from McDonald's as an example.
Okay, context. Let's add context. Okay. Before, when we got here, she watched the Founder movie.
Yeah,
Yes. Okay, the McDonald's guy.
And when we got here, we were talking about.
Oh yeah.
But do you hear something? There's an alarm going off in the background. I can hear.
Somebody needs to change their batteries for their alarm.
Yeah.
But if what's a skill you guys would like want to learn? What's like if I took you rock climbing, would you guys want to? Do it?
I would do it, but I know I'll figure it out immediately. Like, it's not gonna be something I want to learn. It's just an activity.
When I used to do it a lot, my forearms got huge.
Mm.
Like your forearms will get like just cut. It's fucking it's pretty hot.
It's like, yeah. Like, what about the veins. Booty?
The booty?
The booty? What? Oh yeah. Like yeah, you gotta
I rock climb legs. Different. I don't rock climb ass first.
I'm just like what? Are you twerking?
But that's what I care about. I don't want my forearms to get big.
That's why I see Nicki Minaj at the fucking gym all the time. She's just ass first going up.
That's why Nicki's up there all the time, rock climbing.
You just twerk like a spider. You just like climb up the wall, dude. Damn.
No, that's like just it's really cool because like you get to be like Spider-Man.
That's dude, why that
free climbs without any
free solo.
His whatever name's Alex that is, Honnold.
I used to consume so much rock climbing content.
Yeah,
back in the day, like his name's Alex Honnold. He did a free solo. He's very popular for climbing huge mountains, no rope, nothing.
Whoa.
It was just him and the chalk.
And it's practice. It's routine. Yeah. So he does it. He does it with the rope.
Scary. Yeah.
And then on the final descent, he does it the full thing. No rope, it's just him.
Ooh.
And if you see his hands, bro, he's got mitts.
Massive.
They're fucking big. Like,
damn.
Yeah. He's incredible.
That's scary.
Climber. Yeah.
I get clammy just talking about it.
When I went to Whistler, I did this obstacle course kind of thing, and it was really nice.
In the trees?
Yes.
Ah,
it was really fun. But, like, they hook you up to something. So, like, if you accidentally fall, you're hooked to ropes, you know? But it's so, so good. Like, but I was so sore after this. But it's really fun and it's really hard. I couldn't even finish it. It's really hard.
Have you guys tried ever like bungee jumping or
we want to do this summer?
You guys shit,
but we want to do skydiving though.
Skydiving. No. Okay.
Bungee jumping would be
I did it once when I was in my teens.
Actually,
never doing it again.
What happened?
I just belong on the ground.
Like the ground.
I did it once. I did it to say I can do. I did it.
Yeah,
and I'm good. I'm good for that. Like, I don't need to. I remember I
was like super scary, right? Yeah.
It is scary. It's aggressive. My mom even did it too when she was pregnant.
Was yeah. she with you?
No, I wasn't in there.
Is that legal?
Yeah, you can. She wasn't like, she wasn't gonna fucking have a baby next week. She, it was still well beyond.
It was like,
she wasn't first, like,
hey, first couple weeks.
Yeah, she was like, here, Fear Factor. Baby in the air.
Bro, Fear Factor, deep cut. But yeah, deep cut. Shit,
yeah, yeah. So, yeah, so they hook you up by the belly.
Damn.
She did it by the belly, yeah. Wow. And we had to do it by our feet. And it kind of hurts. Hurts your feet.
Wait, sorry, by your feet?
Yeah, you get the cord, and so you dive down.
Oh.
You go head first down.
Oh, my
is
God.
Is it like a bungee jumping?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about skydiving.
No, I've never
sorry.
Skydived.
Oh. Oh, how did your mom? Like, because when you fall down, I feel like your stomach feels weird, you know? Like you feel
from,
like
from the stomach?
Yeah.
No, that... I don't. Well, that's just because that's just the way it's supposed to do it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, when she was, she, I don't know how far in she was, but she did have like a belly, so she had to like get the... They did
maybe
it by
that,
the belly.
Maybe that was the last resort to get rid of the baby. I mean, no, just kidding, just kidding.
I don't think any... I hope... If you're a fucking pregnant mom that's like 8 months in, probably don't go skydiving.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
bungee jumping.
Bungee jumping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I'm never going to do that. I'm never going to do skydiving. Fuck yeah. that. I belong on the ground. Yeah.
I just remember this like funny clip from these guys like in a chair, or this guy in a chair, and these workers from the bungee jumping the bungee jumping at the bridge.
Yeah. Is it where they fuck with people?
Yeah, they fuck with yeah. people.
Whoa. kinda... Yeah.
The guy's like tilt back with his seat, and then it's wait, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Oh no.
And then, yeah. and the guy was just like, oh, okay. And then he let go, and then it was just
like, what about the guy that's like at the roller coasters and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
So when people are set up on roller coasters yeah. and they're about to go, he'll like take lug nuts or bolts and he'll just throw them on the thing. He's like, oh, press stop. And then they get shot up.
Oh.
And so they're all panicky. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. But he's just fucking with them too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah, do your job.
Yeah, all for content, bro. That's funny. Yeah.
You want to do skydiving this summer?
Yeah. I'm scared though.
I wonder
but
why.
But I feel like I'm okay with it. I don't know. Cause I get,
I
get in my head a lot, so I feel like while I'm going down, I will just be in my head, you know.
I feel
I'll
like,
be fine.
I feel like when you're in
you're gonna
sort
be
of
in
just
it.
Like descending, you're just like, oh, this is fine. Until you get to like so? Close to the ground,
that'll be so scary. Oh my god,
yeah, it's,
you're scaring
you're descending,
me.
And I think what's the fastest you can travel through? It's like 70 miles per hour.
Something like that.
But I feel like I like that more than bungee jumping because like you're going slowly. I don't know. That's what I imagine it. Like you're going slowly because of that.
I bet you had feet because you're super high up.
Yeah, yeah. But like with bungee jumping, it's just going down. You know, like the elevator game in the amusement park.
Yeah.
You know how it's like they take you up,
yeah.
and then you go down.
Yeah. And they just drop you.
I don't like that. I would rather.
I had,
is it weird? I like that.
I had a big fear of that machine. Yeah.
For real?
When I was like 12 years old. So fun fact, when I was like, I went to Edmonton, I went to stay with my grandma for like a week.
Yeah.
And so she would just give me pockets of money here and there. And I was like 12. And I would just walk around West Edmonton Mall and just kind of do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my whole summer. I would just walk. I didn't have any friends. I didn't live in Edmonton before. And I would just walk around the mall and just do random things. And that machine, I was like, okay, I got to try this at least once a day.
By yourself.
Yeah, because I was terrified of it, and I never got over it. It's still too like I just don't like that drop, dude. That pit.
I feel
stomach.
Like my heart leaves my body for a second.
Yeah, it comes out of my mouth.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh shit, and it goes back in.
I don't like that feeling,
bro. I like that shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like I always force my friends or even people I hang out with in the amusement park. Yo, we gotta try that. We gotta try that at least once.
Yeah.
And I fuck with him like, you know what? Let's try that again. Like,
shit. Dude, there was one during that Edmonton thing. There was a machine where you get into like, it's a circle, but it goes up in circles and it just like twists and goes all the way around.
I've seen a video where the guy at some
fell
dude
off?
At the top. No, not fell off.
Okay.
Well, yeah, probably that's one of the videos that I saw too. But some guy puked from the
top.
And then when the
crazy,
carriage like got down again to the bottom of the circle, all the puke just caught. I don't know if it's the same dude or
oh my god,
like it's all over
there. There's one like that in near Cultus Lake. We went to it too,
yeah.
And it also like goes all the way around. It doesn't just like do like the Beast in P&E.
Yeah.
It goes all the way around.
Yeah, same in Edmonton. It's it went all the way around. Weird and scary. It's, you sit in it, it spins, and it goes all the way around.
Yeah.
But if that happens to you, do you just give up? Like, life is not for me.
Yeah.
Life I'm going to ban myself from this amusement park.
Yeah, ban myself from life, bro. Like, I'm just going to lay in bed.
But you know what I hate when the safety thing is just like around.
It feels a little bit loose.
Yeah, it doesn't. No.
I fucking hate that shit.
I like when it's all attached to the seat. But sometimes it's just something that you throw. And it doesn't feel like, what if like malfunction happened and it's just like opens up.
I'm dead, you know?
Unless I land on a tree or something.
Yeah. The when you're on those rides, the amount of power that is in my hands holding on to this, I'm at that point, I'm the strongest person in the world.
You're like the guy that free solos.
I'm like, if this flies up, I'm gonna be fucking still hanging on, man. I'm living. I'm getting through this. But okay, my story. So my grandma, she won a bunch of money at bingo.
Yeah.
And so she's like, oh, it's Cameron, here's you go. She gave me like $300.
Ooh.
And I was 12.
Bingo, shit. $300.
You shouldn't do that.
Get into that.
It's good.
She gave me $300. And I had an iPhone. Not an iPhone. I had like an old fucking Samsung.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case. So I put my money in the case. In behind the case. Like, you know how people put their IDs or something?
Oh, yeah.
So I put in the case. And I ride this ride. And my phone falls in my pocket. And I was I'm up there. I'm like, just unscrew this thing, let it fly through the roof right now. I was like, I lost my phone. I lost my money. How am I going to contact my grandma? I'm fucked. Yeah. And then some kind lady that was running the machine saw it.
Yeah.
And she grabbed it when the machine stopped.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was like, thank you. I was like, getting teared up. I like, gave her a hug.
Wait, the Samsung was still alive?
Yeah, it still worked. Oh,
that was too bad.
Do you guys remember those OtterBox cases?
Oh yeah.
Built like a tank.
Those are durable, nuclear fucking proof, 50 bro.
50 cal bullet, and it would ricochet. Yeah, it would hit you back.
Yeah,
those OtterBoxes, man. That'll
only dads would get them. Like only
dads. I know. Yeah. My parents got me that, so I have one of those, and it like survived, and I like. Yeah. The money was still there. Like, holy crap.
Oh, my God.
And I just had it. I just, like, I put on the Justin Bieber album, and I just started walking around the mall. Like, I was like, oh, fuck. everything was lost.
Oh, my God.
So you survived the roller coaster, and you survived that day.
And I kept the $300. Kept my phone was good. Shit. I just kept walking around.
I admire your grandma. Like, she just straight up gave you
$300. Yeah, the balls on that woman.
Yeah.
She was like, nothing's going to happen to him.
Like, $300
have you
to
seen
a
his
kid?
Face? Who's going to take that? You know, but she, because we had in a hotel just across the street. West Edmonton Mall Hotel, went there.
Yeah.
I would just, like, walk around and go to all these stores. I didn't really buy much stuff. But I just, I spent, like, 2-3 weeks roaming this mall. Just there, like, as a kid. And the amount of movies
that's
I watched.
That's such a flex, bro.
I watched, like, 3-4 movies a day. I remember at some point my cousin came to, like, hang out with me. And I was trying to prove a point. I was like, oh, we're going to pick up a girl, bro. Like, let's do it. We're going to meet at the food court. We're all going to go out and pick up a girl. We're, like, 12 years old. We don't fucking have game, dude. But I was successful at some point.
Because
we met at the food court. He didn't have anybody. I didn't either. But I was like, it's simple, man. I'll show you. So I went to the we went to the mini golf
Riz
person,
already.
And I was talking to the girl there. I was like, oh, what time do you get off? Like, hey, that new movie came out, right?
But
like,
you were 12?
Yeah. Because I told you, I'm roaming this mall, just hanging out.
Oh, okay.
I'm literally just hanging out, doing whatever the fuck I wanted.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, like, the movie came out, and when you get off work, can I come see, like,
get off work? She was older than you?
Because she was working at the mini golf place.
She was older than you?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, that's fabulous. I'll be here. Because she was off at like 9. I was like, I'll be here at 9. We'll go upstairs and we'll just watch the movie.
Chris Hansen just shows up.
Yeah. I was 12. She was like probably like, I don't
16
know,
or some shit. 14,
15.
Yeah. Oh, fair.
Yeah, she was like, she was also a teenager.
Oh, okay.
I was a total.
Oh, okay.
This
okay,
like
okay,
40-year-old
okay.
woman. Yep. I was like, what's up? Where are you at?
That's what I imagine.
What's like your 401k looking like? You got a 15-year mortgage.
They call me the MILF hunter, baby.
I'm 15 years
old.
Yeah. You got a 12-year mortgage. I'm 12. You know, we got experience here. And what so, no, she's like a teenager. Well, she was older than me, though. She was a teenager that was older than me.
Fair. Pulling up the riz, nice.
Yeah, and I was like, I'll meet you here. Ha ha. And I would go to my grandma, and I'm like, can I go watch this movie? She said, oh, no, we got to go. So I just.
Oh, so you oh, met her and never went. Oh,
I never saw that girl again.
Oh, my God.
So I just stood her up on accident, like, because I wasn't allowed out past, like, 8:30.
Oh, no.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Maybe she goes and tells that story to people, like, oh, yeah. I will never
this
forget
fucking
that
12-year-old took me up. Yeah. This fucking 12-year-old just came.
Just imagine.
Rizzed me on a dick. If you're out there, I hope you have a blessed life.
No, she has relationship issues because of you. Maybe.
Oh God!
Just imagine.
She gets all the locations of her like fucking friends. She's like studying it.
Just the trauma. The maps. The trauma you gave her, bro.
No, I'm not that important. I'm joking. Just a random bitch. Yeah, I'm not that. I think I was just being super nice. That's why. She was like, "Oh, okay, let's watch a movie."
Very typical. But
yeah, that was a story.
Damn, what was I doing at 12 years old? I wasn't even that, you know, kind of liberated, you know? I was, like, very restricted to just around my house.
Yeah.
That's really it. Or unless we, like, went to, like, malls and stuff like that.
Because, like...
But that's really seldom. Yeah. But all the fun that I had was around my house, which was okay.
That's super nice,
which is good.
Because the only reason I was, like... Because we would move every couple of years.
Yeah.
And during that moving process, my parents were like, we don't want to deal with this motherfucker. So they would just send me to my grandparents for the summertime.
While
they're moving us to a new town.
So I
would just like hang out with my grandparents or like go to Edmonton with my grandma or anything random.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd just be just a little companion, like hanging out. Yeah.
I remember when I was at that age, I would like run away from school a lot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know I don't look like it. But what like,
is that?
Yeah. Like,
come on. We all knew.
I would literally climb up the wall and jump off the wall.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Where you climbed up a wall and then you jumped off of it?
Yeah, I was one of these girls that are like, oh, hanging out with the boys.
Oh, so you were already like rock climbing. Like,
I know, right? I know, right?
She got experience. Already,
like, I know, right? But I still can't forget that day when I landed on my legs and my knees just fell off. Like, literally, because it's very high, right?
Oh.
But, yeah, adventure, I guess.
I have a story about, like, so when I was a kid, same thing in Delaney.
Yeah.
All these stories I have about being a kid, doing all these outrageous things,
happened
before the age of 9.
Mm-hmm.
So it's somewhere in this gap. But, like, I was jumping houses a lot. I would just climb onto these old houses and just jump, like just trying to do parkour. Like, ha-ha.
I thought this was only in the movies.
It was, but like the thing is, like these houses are not houses; they're like sheds.
Okay, I'm
getting onto these spots. So there was a gap. Did I tell this? There was like a gap in between two houses and a big pole.
No, you told me that.
I fell on it.
Yes.
I was like 6 years old, and I couldn't reach the other side of the shed, the other house. And a shed. And I fell on this pole directly on my mom's pubis. And just like right in the worst spot. I was young, so it wasn't crazy. But I couldn't breathe. I like fell on the ground. I just laid there for like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And friends would come by like, oh, what's up? And I'd be like, It's okay. Shh. Yeah. Like, it was such a...
never saw this.
It freaked me out. That's it.
No witnesses.
Yeah. But also same thing about... do you guys fuck with abandoned houses?
Abandoned places? We would do this shit a lot when we were kids. Yeah. Like, just like see abandoned things and just go inside.
Yeah, just go inside.
Oh, I guess we did some of that too, yeah.
Yeah.
I did something stupid. So I think, I don't know why it was in there or how it got there, but there was an abandoned house kind of far from the grocery store. So we broke in and we found cases and cases of pop, like Coca-Cola. I don't know if you guys know what Five Alive is. It's like this orangey, citrusy juice. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't see it around that much. But Five Alive, there's Coca-Cola, Pepsi. Just stacks of cases and cases of it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was all expired.
Ugh.
Drinks. But me and my friends were like, jackpot! Hey, yo! So like we started a business. Bro. So we
oh my
so
God.
We would...
You sold the... worst goods.
Oh, no.
So we took all these pops. We were drinking them. Like, we were like drinking it. Like, we didn't know. So we were drinking all this juice, drinking all this soda, all this shit.
At least you tested it first. Like,
yeah, like we were like, bitch, I'm thirsty. Like, what's going on here? I need to quench my thirst.
Yeah.
And so we would put it all in our backpacks And be like, oh, if you got a dollar, I got you. I can give you a pop.
You actually hustled it, bro.
Oh, you got a dollar? And just drink old sodas. Oh, God. Dude, I don't know why. My childhood was
cold. I don't think they expire, do they? You'll be fine.
They have an expiration date.
Yeah. They,
drinks have an expiration date.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
I mean, I'm here.
Yeah, he's still here.
Somehow. I may have some mental issues now, but.
Wait, sorry. You found these drinks in an abandoned house, you said?
Yeah.
No, what Carl's gonna go look for an abandoned house.
Hey, bro, I got you a map.
Hey, yo, side hustle, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck the crack. Fuck the meth. Expired sodas.
Because there was the door, and then when we tried, like, we cracked open, we broke the door.
Yeah.
And behind the door was a dresser.
Yeah.
Like, it was closed, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is kind of weird. So we hopped over the dresser, and there was, like, a living room that was, like, super fucked up.
Yeah.
And then there was just a cases and cases.
You think someone stole them?
Maybe. Yeah. We just took the stash.
Yeah, the stash, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Maybe. Yeah.
What the fuck? The great Coca-Cola heist of fucking 2003? Coca-Cola. The great Coca-Cola
heist. What if there was something in these drinks?
I mean. You
never know.
I mean, yeah. Like,
that's.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it started a little business. Sold Cokes. Jeez. My whole childhood was full of just trying to get money.
Yeah.
So I could get pizza. One slice of pizza, same. A slush,
yep.
And a bag of chips.
Yeah,
like this was my life. Like I just wanted to gamble.
Yeah,
when I mean gamble is a whole thing.
Yeah,
just always trying to get money to get like snacks.
Yeah, I think
even though I was fed good, like I just like liked the excitement. Like yeah. I was like fed that every
chase
day.
Chase of money, you know.
Yeah, it's like a game.
Yeah,
it's like let me get stuff. Let me acquire. You know? Yeah, business right from the start.
Let me hustle. I think the fondest memory of that for me was billiards and pool.
Yeah, you hustled.
Yeah, in arcades. Cause
we used to have our arcades.
Yeah, like it was just around the corner from our house, and bro, like I was one of the people like with we were considered kind of like the one of the elites of the teams.
Holy!
Cause I built it up, bro. Cause like with you in basketball, I was like, okay, I'm pretty petty at this shit, so I'm gonna actually waste a lot of money just to get good at this.
Yeah.
and then I got to that point, and then that arcade is pretty notorious for having like bad kids around too.
Oh fuck!
So there was like a lot of rowdy shit going on.
A lot of ratty shit.
Yeah, and one time like I got into a fight there. I don't think it was because of pool of billiards.
Okay.
Yeah,
you had a whole underground
in this arcade, yeah. Because as I think we were just playing this arcade game, I think it was Street Fighter or something, and it was a fighting game, and the dude lost like horribly, you know.
Yeah.
On his part, you know, he sucked.
Okay.
But we're Gucci now. He's dope now. We chatted. But somehow just ticked him off, and then. Like, oh, okay, let's fucking go to the billiards and pool. Like, I'm gonna fuck you up there. It's like, okay. Like, and then we played like 5 or 6 rounds, and then clearly I won.
Damn.
And then he had enough of it. Like, ooh, you're fat anyway. Like, okay, dude.
What?
Okay,
the
bro. Like, why so petty, dog?
Holy shit.
And then it just escalated into all this petty shit, and then just really kiddish stuff.
Yeah.
I forgot what the argument was, honestly, but. He swang at me first.
Whoa.
Damn.
And honestly, I almost got knocked out, to be honest.
Oh, my God.
He got a good punch to him. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to go home now. And then I cried on the way home.
Oh, like, no.
I was fully expecting I cried on the way home. You were going to turn into Batman and, like, whoop everybody's ass. Oh, I'm so sorry, dude.
You didn't even try to fake it.
Nah, bro.
Fat. I've got hands. Like, all this shit, dude. The problems were real for you, bro.
Yeah, that was one of the most lowest moments for me. Like,
why?
I had all these
you
wins.
You made some money, though. You won. That
yeah, I had all these wins, and then this guy just knocks me out.
He's
and
a
then,
bitch.
Then
yeah,
I cry all the way out. But yeah, looking back at it. Yeah, we made up the next day. It was just like, oh, what? We're still best friends, bro. It's okay.
Oh, yeah. It's your homie?
Yeah, it's my homie.
I don't like that.
It's my homie.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
You guys
were
kids. How old were you?
Yeah. I was like 11.
It was like last week.
Oh, okay.
11?
Yeah, 11?
Okay,
10,
okay.
That makes sense, I guess.
Damn, you were that good at billiards at 11?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good job.
I feel like we all had our own kind of child game, like that where we're good at, like me and my siblings. Mm-hmm. My brother obviously was good at basketball. Mm-hmm. Me, I was good at pool. And then my sisters were good at this thing called Chinese garter.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what that like is equal to here, but.
And your mom's good at talking shit. Yeah. Kyra, fuck you. No, your mom's incredible. Shout out, Kara's mama.
Yeah.
Well, that's
cool. But I don't know. Did you ever have to hustle for money or anything
like that? I was very good at convincing.
Oh. So I would I feel like you have the
manipulative. Yeah,
manipulative side.
I would just pretend like I'm the good kid, you know, and I would I was the kid that my siblings would send to ask for something because very like I know how to get what I want.
That face.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just
work through it.
Do you round your eyes?
But as
something
that I was good at when I was a kid, I don't know, like me and my friends, we would always do plays in the classroom out of nowhere, like from movies and stuff. We would just stand, like, I don't know if your classes had this, but we had like a stand in the classroom.
Oh.
And then we would just like in the break, we would just like go like act something from a movie or like a Disney movie or anything. We just like dance
around. In front of everybody else?
We wouldn't care because like people are coming and
cute.
You were a theater kid?
She was my OG.
Yes,
theater.
I was.
OG
I guess
theater
so.
Kid.
Yeah.
What were your roles?
Yeah, what were, yeah.
Well, when I would play with my sister, I would always be the guy. She would always make me be the guy. Damn. And I would hate that, you know? Like, no. And then.
That's why she's wearing this leather jacket now. She's like, oh.
I know, right?
Yeah. She's going to pull out a cigar
but
and
with,
be like, fuck.
But with my
woman.
Friends, we would just like act out like Cinderella movies and like, you know, all these Disney movies.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
One of us would be the mouses. One of us would be like, whatever, you know?
Holy shit.
Yeah, I know.
This is kind of a wholesome podcast.
I know.
You got punched and I was gambling like a young age. Damn, dude.
And I was just living life.
Being a drama kid, being an actor.
I know. Yeah.
That's what.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, you're a theater kid. Oh my god.
Yeah, I guess so.
Cinderella movies.
Okay, let's get into some segments. Rabab,
you
found some stuff
yes.
that you screenshotted.
Okay, wait, I need a sip.
Oh shit.
Never mind, it's done.
Sippies.
Okay.
Let's
get started. Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay. So we're going to try. You know, we're just tuning segments now at the end of these things to try and something new, something different.
Yeah.
Just to like give at least a little bit of structure.
Okay.
Yeah. Facts.
And yeah.
So I guess the segment this time is what's your weirdest childhood memory? So we're just gonna.
We kind of did it
telepathically.
Yeah, but we're gonna read like some of like other people's weirdest childhood memories.
Oh, okay,
from,
and we're gonna comment on it.
Yeah,
okay, let's do it
from Reddit. All yeah, right. from okay. Reddit.
You wanna?
Okay, I'll start
That's
with a
Reddit, bro. It
with
could
a.
Be anything.
I'll start with a mild one. So this person said, "Oh, when I was in elementary school, I had this funny girl as my friend." And one day she asked me to come over behind the back playground to show me something. So we get there and she asks me to lean real close. So I do. And then she roundhouse kicks me in the face.
Wow.
Still don't know why she kicked me. We were still friends afterwards. Just out of the blue, she kicked me in the face.
I thought this was going to be like a coming of age story where she's she kisses.
Yeah, kisses her and then they fall in love, shit like that.
Yeah. And I'm still married to her today. Like, you know? Like, kick.
She kicks him in the
Holy
face.
Holy shit.
Became a fucking roundhouse. Punching bag, though.
Damn.
I know.
Yeah. Much love to that.
What do you do if your friend does that to you? Do you still just hang
out?
That
kind of
happened to you.
Yeah.
I cry on the way home and then we make up the next
one time
day,
my friend bit me out of nowhere on my leg. And even when I told my mom when I went back home, she took her number, like her house number, and she called her mom. She's like, what is wrong with your kid?
Yeah,
you know,
good.
Like, she biting.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because it was like all over my leg.
Wait, what? Okay.
So like
okay.
She bit you multiple times?
She bit me so hard on my leg. And I would be like, let go. She wouldn't let go.
And that bitch is hungry.
I know. Apparently, she had something. Like, I don't know, a problem. Like, when she gets excited, she needs to bite.
You were just nearby?
I know. I just happened to be right nearby.
That's
well, honestly,
just as weird as
okay,
story.
One time,
you should post your story.
One time, a friend also stabbed me with a pen.
What the?
Oh my God. I know, right? That was a hater move.
That's crazy.
I know. She literally did it on my butt. She did it on my butt.
She stabbed you with it?
Yes. And it was so bad. And my mom, I was like, why are your friends like this? You know?
Yeah. They bite you? Yeah. They stab you?
Yeah. Just abuse?
I know, right? Toxic relationships. I know. But no, I'm fine. I turned out just
okay.
She's okay. She's good.
Okay.
Good. Good.
Damn. Okay, what's the next one?
Okay, so this person says, when I was really young, I cut open a Stretch Armstrong like toy and ate the contents inside. I can still vaguely remember the taste.
Ate the thing?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what Stretch Armstrong was?
No.
It's like this rubber doll. Yeah. And it just, you can stretch the arms stretch so and legs. And they fucking did surgery on that boy and just ate the thing?
Yeah. Vaguely remember the taste?
Yeah.
She remembers it.
Oh, okay. So this is another
one. Okay, next one.
Okay, next one.
So this person says, like, they don't know if this is, like, okay, I was just going to say.
Yeah, just go.
I always had a memory of riding a cat as a baby, like a cowboy riding a horse.
Aww.
As I got older, I just assumed it was something I dreamt or made up. But like then their mom confirmed that when they were like 16.
That's
yeah,
super cute. What?
But imagine like a baby cat. Riding a cat. That's so funny.
Come on, Whiskers.
But when I imagined that, I was like, how did the cat hold the baby? You know, the cats are so small.
I was obsessed as a kid, like with riding dogs.
Oh,
really?
Like I would always try. Anybody's dog. I was like 4 years old, 5 years old. I was like, let's go.
That's so funny.
Let's make moves.
That's so cute. I want to see that in real life.
You know, because I got same influence. Because I would watch people ride horses.
Oh.
Like on TV.
So cute.
Yeah, so I was like, this dog got me, dude. Like, let's go, Biscuit. Let's go.
Cheerio.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's another one. I remember my friends and I would tease the hell out of my little brother. We were maybe 8 and he was 6. We once teased him to the breaking point and he went into my dad's cabinet and pulled out an antique sword, and then he chased us.
Holy
actually
shit.
Trying to cut us with it. Thinking back to it, I'm surprised none of us lost a limb.
Gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Have you guys ever did that? Like, you were fighting with your siblings to the point where, like, you'll pull a knife?
I
did that once.
You did it?
Really?
It
was,
or someone else did it?
It was like very extreme fight, and I was like, I need to stop this somehow, you know.
So you pulled a knife?
But I didn't do anything with that. I just pulled it out like this.
You showed it.
Yeah. And then put it back.
Stop.
I mean, oh, obviously, God. Like, my parents were really mad when they saw this, but like, yeah.
Damn. See, so look funny. At her shutting down situation. She's like, it was I know funny. What to do.
I know, right?
It was so funny because one of my family members, I'm not going to disclose who, but like, I don't think they want this out there. But she actually had this best friend. And when my mom was actually abroad here and my dad was, you know, wasn't around because of work, stuff like that.
Yeah.
She would always go to my friend's place or our friend's family friend's place. And she pretty much also grew up there. And she had this best friend that would always like tease her, bully her, shit like that. And then she was the type of person that was just, you know, like taking the hits, taking the shots, and then, oh, you were still friends. Ha, 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 ha. That's fine. You know, you do a lot for me and your family. But then one day she got fed up and she was like, I feel like you guys don't love me. I go here every day for years now. Here's a knife if you wanna kill me. Like,
oh.
She full on melted down, and then she was just telling me the story, and I was like,
full
what?
Meltdown? Yeah. Do it. She's just like, do it. You don't love me. You fucking bully me every day.
Yeah. Don't stab me in the back. Stab me now.
Then you're no. Damn.
Yeah, and then just like a lot of family drama as well. Like I got chased around like with knives as well here.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, I think every kid did that. I heard that story like a lot. Yeah,
it was just like play fighting, but like it was fucking dangerous.
It
was
very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Obviously.
Holy shit.
These knives and these kids, bro.
Yeah. I know. Okay.
Yeah. We just see it as like,
yeah,
fuck, whoop you.
Okay, yeah, last one. Yeah. Last one.
Last one.
Okay. Yeah. I remember being convinced that my little brother was evil.
True.
And then, in quotation marks, he probably was. And then he said, in a hotel, when it was dark and he was standing up in his crib, I could swear his eyes were red.
Bro, that's not your brother, bro.
I'm punching the shit out of a... If I... any kid in a vicinity, I'm fucking...
If I see your eyes glowing the fucking...
No, dark, kids and demons, man.
That's kids, scary.
Kid demons are freaky as fuck.
That's scary. Yeah. Like, that's scary that someone actually...
Like red eyes.
Oh, never mind. Like, I mean, the username is Poop Friction, so I don't know.
Poop Friction.
So I don't know. I don't know if this story is valid.
What kind of?
Yo, your brother, you gotta get a new little brother.
Yeah, how do you not look at them differently? Yeah.
I know, that's scary.
Anything they do, I question.
Some babies are creepy. I'm not very creepy.
They're scary as shit. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Bro, oh my gosh! Sorry. Like a lot of kids. Like when we were growing up as well, there was just a lot of my siblings as kids,
yeah,
they saw a lot of shit in the house, like haunted shit.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know.
My family members too.
Yeah.
Why never us?
I know.
What's that about?
Oh, bismillah, please, no.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Knock on.
We don't want to see anything.
I'm okay.
Yeah. I have seen enough.
We're good. Yeah.
Seen enough shit. Yeah.
Then I'm good. We've seen you guys in movies. Yeah. Yeah.
We know who you are.
Yeah. We know the rep. Okay. Yeah. We know the brand.
No, but like, yeah, I don't know. The susceptibility into like supernatural shit.
Dude, when kids like kids. You ever see those videos where like where kids are like looking at something but no one else can see it?
Yeah.
Oh, and
yeah.
They're talking to something.
Yeah.
And no one else, I'm like, bitch. Like, I don't fuck.
That's a demon.
That's terrible.
Yeah. But that's what they say sometimes, like, oh, if you have a dog kids. Around.
Oh, your dogs too.
If you have a dog around too. And then the dog parks out of nowhere, that means there's a demon in that spot. Yeah, or like they can feel an evil spirit. Yeah,
I guess so,
where the
yeah.
dog is like looking and barking at something.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it's just in the darkness.
Yeah,
I hate that. I hate that so much.
Yeah, that's like the biggest trope in like horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's crazy, man. But oh my god.
Yeah, no demons come after us. I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good. Yeah. Just eat popcorn in peace and relax. I don't know. Siblings dealt with it. They can deal with it. Like, and I'm good. I'm out.
Yeah.
You've ever got. Ghosts, like friendly ghosts?
I think so. Other than an old house.
Or like stories that you've heard or something. I don't know. Yeah.
And like, I distinctly remember it was storming out.
Yeah.
It was storming out, like going crazy. And
yeah.
I lived in this big ass house by myself.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have any roommates yet. And I was just there for like, I think almost 3 weeks, 4 weeks, just by myself,
mm-hmm.
and a huge, huge white building house, and it was old, man. It was built in like 1920s,
mm-hmm.
maybe in 1910s, and I distinctly remember hearing stuff as if someone was like in the kitchen cooking, and I was like, okay, maybe my buddy's mm-hmm. coming to visit or something.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, and I go to the kitchen. There's nothing there, yeah. but on the floor, it was just all covered in water.
Oh.
And I was like, ooh. Okay.
Casper.
Casper busted on the phone. Sorry. But I remember being like, oh, fuck. I texted someone being like, oh, I gotta make a report of this to the company that owned the house.
Yeah.
And I just I was like, oh, through it. Okay. I have to do it in the morning.
Yeah.
I was just like, I just turned off the lights. I was like, fuck this. And I just went upstairs.
You turn off the lights?
Yeah, because I turned on the... Yeah. Oh, what? I'm not going to use
I would just keep them on.
I don't know. I turn off lights all the time. Dude, I grew up poor. You're not supposed to keep lights on. Lights are supposed to be off.
I mean, yeah, I know, same. But like, if there's something scary going on, I would keep them
but
on.
But that wasn't scary to me. I thought it was just a leak.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, we're going to get some floor damage.
Okay, makes sense.
I'm just going to get floor damage. And like, we're going to have to bring in those big-ass fans in.
Right.
Yeah.
And get all those things and check the basement too.
Mm-hmm.
But then I woke up the next morning, came downstairs, and there was nothing. Mm. And I was like, oh, okay, it leaked into the basement. Basement, nothing. Nothing. It just disappeared.
Oh.
And there was a puddle. There was a fucking full puddle in the kitchen, and it was
gone. You
think
you dreamed?
I don't. I was playing GTA that night. Like, I was not. I actively had to text people, and I was like, this is an issue. Because I thought it was a leak, but it just disappeared.
You got a homie ghost, bro, looking out for you. Like,
yeah,
he fixed it.
In my mind, I remember telling people about these creepy stories because I also used to wake up, though, with a lot of scratches on my back.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Specifically on my shoulder blades, like right here, I used to wake up just like scratches, just like full, both sides. And I didn't really look into it. I was like, well, yeah, whatever. I'm just like itchy. I guess.
Just like,
yeah, I thought I'm just doing it. And yeah. I would wake up like a lot like that.
Yeah.
So when I tell people that come over, they're like dude, you should like leave. This is this is weird. Because yeah. I remember even walks through the parlor room, or I guess like the living room.
Yeah.
And the fucking light fixture, as I walked past it, it just fell behind me.
Yeah.
And smashed. And I was like, oh shit.
Jeez.
This thing's getting a little sus. But that's like the only thing I can think about. That's like this old house. This is weird shit. What happened? That's it.
Damn.
Yeah.
I feel like when in Philippines, there was just this story of this kid before we built up the house.
Hmm.
And then before everybody moved into that area, there was just this kid with, I believe in this. This was probably like 100 years ago or something, or 50 Jeez. Years ago, something like that. So this guy's OG. This guy's OG.
He's been here a while.
His name's Gochi.
Gochi?
Gochi.
Is
Gochi.
He evil?
Gochi. He was pretty chill. You know, he didn't really visit or anything.
I just want to say the name. It's like Beetlejuice. We say the name three times and he appears.
Yeah. And then, you know, this kid like lived this life, you know, and then sadly, like he passed away, or he or she, I don't know. Passed away, like, mm-hmm. you know, when they were a kid, and they got buried in that same plot of land where we built the house on.
Damn.
And then apparently throughout the years of Wes living there, there's just been like weird stuff happening, you know, some remarks of like our neighbors, like some remarks of like, oh, there's this kid in the white, like that's just playing around your, you know, area, stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah,
just a figure.
Sure, buddy. You're just trying to scare me because, like, it's past late. I don't want to.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then what confirmed it is, like, my, like, siblings. Siblings just telling me this story, or maybe they were just fucking with me. But, like, it felt genuine from when they tell, dude, when you told the story. One time, apparently my sister, when she was just chilling in our, what do you call this, patio upstairs. Yeah. Like, one night, she was just trying, like, reading books with the flashlight on. Because it was like night, and for some reason everybody was like downstairs, right?
Yeah.
And everything, the second floor was empty. It was dark, and then the light lit up in the hallway to the patio, and then she saw that and she was like, yeah, she called out to like me, whoever, and we weren't hearing it because like it was loud downstairs. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know where she was. I thought she would like was outside. And then she'd come and check the light and investigated it, like, you know, kind of like a dumb horror movie plot. Like, let's investigate. And then
jump off the balcony out there. Yeah, like, I'm out.
And then no one was answering her, right? Because she was calling out, oh, stop it. Like, you know, stop scaring me. I know you guys were downstairs. I can hear you guys. And then the lights apparently kept flickering. And she was a bit scared now, as she told that. And then when she walked towards it, it went out.
Ooh.
And then the light behind her turned on.
I don't like that. That's super creepy.
And I was like, and she was telling me this story. Like, is it the circuits of the house? Like, maybe it's an old house. I don't know. Like, maybe it's the old circuits. Like, no, bro, it really happened. I'm not, like, hallucinating. Like, come upstairs with me. And then I came upstairs with her. And, you know, it was just completely dark. And I turned on everything, and then everything was fine.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I don't know, I feel like that was Gochi, maybe.
Something, Gochi, he's maybe. Hanging out.
Yeah, she was just hanging
when
out.
When ghosts hang around too much, I'm like, dude, do something. Do some chores. Like, come on, help around the house or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's scary.
But yeah, there was just like a couple more stories, but like, it was just pretty light, you know? It was pretty, like, pretty, damn, pretty minuscule.
Bismillah.
But like, that was like the most, like, creepiest thing that, you know, a supernatural thing happened to my sister. Probably creepy. That kid.
No. Yeah, maybe that kid grew up and now, you know, he's a big guy and he liked your sister.
Oh shit. He's like, damn. she reads too. Nice.
Yo, we didn't do that in 100 years ago. I don't know.
That's fun.
Because they say ghosts like women more. They know how to scare women more because they know we're like more emotional.
Men are just stupid too.
Yeah. You guys just
lights are off. Turn on.
Yeah.
Ghosts could pop out.
We were like, I remember the first house that we moved into here in Canada. I remember the first day we slept there, I was helping my mom clean the house, and we slept on the floor. You know, we didn't have any furniture yet. We're still, the furniture will come later. And then when I slept that night, I had a dream about the owners of the house. But like, that house was very old. It was also like 1940s something.
Some old shit.
And I saw the owners of the house, probably dead. They were dead, yeah. But like, I saw the owners of the house, like, they, it's like the dream is telling me who the owners of the house were.
I've had these weird experiences.
And I started like seeing them and their story, whatever.
Wow.
And then I was like, what the f-? And then I woke up in the middle of the night. I was trying to wake my mom up, but she didn't wake up, you know? So I tried to go back to sleep, and then I see this old lady. Like, same, the dream happened in the same room we're sleeping in. The old lady is looking at us from the door. Like, she's like looking at us.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like old people.
She's like opening the door and looking at us. And she was like, old lady with scratches of blood on her face, you know?
No.
I freaked. I was trying to wake up so hard. Did you hear that?
Oh, yo, we gotta go.
I didn't hear it. I'm scared. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. That was weird.
Okay, I know. Weird. Maybe it's, she's still, please. She's still here, man.
Dude, I don't want to go to sleep tonight, either.
Jesus, I believe it.
But yeah, it was really scary. And I also tried to wake my mom up again, but she didn't wake up. Oh, so I just tried to go back to sleep again. Yeah.
Dang.
Have you guys ever, those, what's it called? Night terrors?
Oh, yeah.
Where you, what, like, it's like you wake up, but you're frozen.
Oh,
you can't move.
Yeah. It happens.
And you'll tend to see these faces or things like looking at you.
Sleep paralysis, right?
And like you can't move, and you just like have your eyes open and you're awake.
Yeah.
And like faces or like little demon faces will like be looking at you.
Yeah.
Bro, terrifying. My body's like, yo.
Yeah,
like,
shit.
It's tingling, bro.
Actually, okay. I keep having these dreams even here. Like sometimes I keep seeing like a little girl just looking at me from the closet, like, you know, jumping on me, you know.
Here?
Yeah, even here. That was like very vivid memory that
you're
I
stronger
had.
Above your brain.
I know, right? But I had that same, I've seen that same girl in my dreams like multiple times, like just jumping on me when I'm sleeping.
Who do you think she is?
Whoa, I don't know.
Let's not investigate. To We're completely abandoned.
Maybe it's that old lady when she was a kid.
Let's not be those people. That's even
I know.
We're investigating. We're doing the thing. We're doing the thing we're not supposed to do.
We're like paranormal experts.
Yeah, I know, right?
And we're just not like.
Yeah.
Cameron didn't wake up today.
Hey, don't do that, bro.
Okay, but hey, I think that was a fun podcast.
Yeah,
we went from lighthearted to like ghost stories, ghost stories.
That was fun. Yeah. That was good. I think that Reddit is a good idea segment. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys enjoyed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tune in next week.
More questions.
Tune in.
Yeah. If you have questions too, hit us up.
New question every week.
Mm-hmm. New questions every week.
New questions.
But please like and subscribe. Follow the channel. Follow Glitterly Clips.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn. Yeah. It's beautiful. TikTok. But Spotify, iTunes, everything, Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Cameron Modest.
My name is Carl.
Rabab.
And that is it. Thank you. Deuces.
Sayonara. Shukran.